Hi, is Hugo available, please?
This is my cell phone, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hugo. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Long day. I know you asked me to give you a call around this time. Do you have a pen handy? Do you have a few minutes to go over some numbers?
Yes.
Perfect.
Let me move in a moment. I'm ready, Ruben.
Great. So what I want to do is go over the numbers that we can offer you. Like I said, I think the offer you have on hand is really, really solid, but you know, sometimes there's different ways to look at files. So let's bring this up. So first and foremost, we're fine doing the whole $250,000 you requested. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. We don't need any financials to fund, so we're not going to ask for tax returns. We're not going to ask for profit and loss, unless something sticky comes up in funding, but we've pretty much approved this just off the basic bank statements. I also had a question for you. You had a loan with Cabbage as well for about $100,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you took that out pretty recently, correct?
Correct. And now, I'm planning to pay it back quite recently. We establish, and as I was telling you earlier, we establish a startup and sell stores to franchisees. So I have three stores that I sold that need to be paid as soon as they complete their SBA loan.
That's I know it's a long process, but
it could be 60 days if you go to a bank that does it internally. And if the franchisee, the applicant is solid, it can be a 30 days process.
I mean, in my world, anything longer than 4 or 5 days is actually a long time. So
yeah,
we
30 days.
Yeah, we live in different worlds. But it's okay.
Yes.
So let's kind of go over what we can do for you here right now. So one of my jobs is to kind of not poke things with a stick. It doesn't look like we need to pay off the Cabbage. It's a line of credit, not a loan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe we have to pay off the Cabbage line of credit. I'm not going to ask on that, because it's, you know, if I have to give you 250 and pay them off 100, I'm not going to poke that with a stick, and I'm going to kind of let it naturally develop. But here's what I've got. And, I guess the other question I have for you is, do you use a different bank account to pay Cabbage? Because I don't really see it. I'm looking through the bank account, and I don't see if I notice it here. Let's
well,
see.
It hasn't passed yet because it was September, and they have almost 60 days from when they pay the funds, and the first monthly is due.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm not going to poke things with a stick. I mean, we've seen the September bank statement, but let me go over what we could do for you right now, and if we have to pay them off, then we'll deal with that issue as it comes along. So I can do $250,000 for you, okay? Here's what I can offer you. First and foremost, there's no financials. I also am a big fan of not giving anyone any type of fees. So what we would do is we would do your loan with absolutely no documentation fees, no processing fees, no origination fees, the full $250, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so here's the numbers that I have for you. And I can send you an amortization schedule, but I think it's all going to come down to what you want to do in the future. I'm going to give you offers for 12 and 18 months. I know one thing we talked about is maybe getting more money quicker. Is that something that appeals to you here? I mean, because if you do 18 months, you got to wait for 9 months to get more money. So do you want to do something shorter and get more money quicker, like a 9 or 12 month term?
No. I think 12 and 18 are two scenarios that I like.
Okay, so let's go over pricing, and this includes zero type of origination fees, no 1% or 2% origination fees, which is usually the industry standard. So if we do no fees, $250,000, over 12 months, your payback would be 305, exactly. So that would be a 122 over 12 months.
You said 305?
Yeah, it'd be a 122. With no fees over a 12-month period. Over an 18-month period, and I'm going to go through this step-by-step, so just please be patient. Over a 18-month period, the payback would be a 131. So the payback over for 250 over 18 months would be 327. 500. So the payback on that would be a 1-3-1. Where the math is kind of going to get fun and funky is releasing the renewal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you an amortization schedule that's going to show you that, and you know, something in writing, and I'm going to do it on weekly, although we can do daily. It doesn't really matter. But I'm going to show you, hey, look, after 9 months, here's how much you'll actually pay for this if you renew. And I think our loan would probably be a little cheaper than if you renewed with a 4% discount on the other offer you discovered. But that's where things are going to really take this conversation, decide if you go with us or you go with your other loan, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because, okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. I would rather have the weekly because the daily is really.
I'm gonna do this on weekly. I'm just gonna show you, and I'm gonna have your rep Tyler send you an email, and it's basically gonna say this. It's gonna say, after 9 months, it's a comparison. That's, you're a math person, obviously. I can know that. Mm-hmm. So it's the way my brain works. What this is gonna show is, and I need the final numbers, but what it's gonna show is, if you do a 9 month loan with Bank of Cardiff, if you do an 18 month loan with Bank of Cardiff, and if you renew, how much interest are you paying over 9 months? You're paying X dollars. Then you're going to compare it to your other loan. Hey, if you do a 9 month, if you do an 18 month loan and essentially pay off the loan after 9 months, what are you going to do? Because that's really what's going on. What's going on is with these loans, you get a separate loan to pay it off. It's not a renewal of the same loan. So where the conversation really needs to figure out is, at the halfway point, assuming you renew at 50%, which loan are you paying more? Are you paying more with our loan with interest forgiveness, or are you paying more with the other offer with a 4% discount? And that's really, I think, is going to determine who you want to work with.
Okay. Does that look forward to the file, Ruben?
Okay.
And I will do my calculations.
Yeah, it's going to be your other loan, just to confirm, you were at, for borrowing $250 over 18 months, you were at a, what was your payback? $295?
$245.
Well, what is it for $250?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I don't have it in front of me. I have the $200 in front of me.
So if I just do $250.
I have to go and dig it out.
It's the same pricing, though, correct?
Exactly. Now, so, probably slightly, I don't know if it's slightly cheaper because it's bigger. I don't know. I have to look at the other table. Right now, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. So
I'm not at my desk.
I'm going to put this all in writing, but assuming I use these numbers, that gets me to a rate factor of 1.225. So that means that if you did a 9 month loan and we're going to use the same math for 250, that means your payback on 250 would be 306,250. And so my knowledge of the way these loans work is we'll just do the halfway point. So if you got this loan at the halfway point, you, hold on. Bear with me. So at the halfway point, you would have paid back, and this is all going to be put in writing, I just want to explain to you, you would have paid back $153,125. If you assume a discount of, you said it's 4%, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you assume a discount, and I'm just basing this off what you're telling me, I'm not going to ask you for those documents, but if you, I have a credit department, obviously, that does this stuff. So 120. So 125, I'm just going to multiply that by 96% because that's the same as a 4% discount. So that means your remaining balance is 147. And so where the numbers are going to really curtail is going to say, okay, well, so you're going to see how much interest you're paying, assuming you renew on either scenario. And let me just kind of walk through these numbers. Can I take about 2 minutes of your time to make sure I've got everything in front of me so I don't give you any wacky numbers?
Mm-hmm.
So let's walk through this real quick. So option A is you're at a 1.225 over 18 months. If your payback, how's business going for you?
More than I deserve.
I like that. Well, I'm sure you work hard.
7 days, you know, we immigrants tend to be working nonstop.
I think that's all business owners, that it's nonstop.
I know I lost a day last weekend.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to monopolize your time. I'm going to run these numbers and then have you shoot it. I'm going to give you a call back and then shoot this email, because this might take me a little while and I don't want to keep you on the line forever, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ruben. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right.